Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. I came from a religious tradition that did not have Lent, and that didn't bother me. I kind of liked going from Christmas to Easter on high. Every Sunday was a praise Sunday. Every Sunday we were rejoicing. And the only time we took any time to think about crucifixion was Good Friday. We'd give crucifixion one day. And that usually was not a well-attended service. And we noticed that even in traditional churches where we observe Lent, the crowds come on Christmas and Easter. And I understand that. They're really upbeat days. They're days of rejoicing. They're days that we have a wonderful time with our kids. We dress our kids to the nines. We have them stand up and do something fun. It's a wonderful time. Why do we need Lent? And then Wednesdays happens. Florida shootings happen. And we realize that butterflies and candy canes just don't cut it. We have got to have our time of Lent. Jesus understood that. After the high, after the baptism, after he sees the skies being ripped apart and God's voice speaking to him, he goes right into a wilderness. And in the wilderness, he comes face to face with darkness. In the wilderness, he came face to face with the devil himself. And after 40 days of wrestling, then he came back and declared the good news. And sometimes in this life, we just open a newspaper and we face the devil himself. And it's very helpful to understand that before Jesus could preach the good news, he had to face the devil himself. He had to face hunger so he'd know how to feed the people. He had to face thirst so he could know what he was saying when he said, "I am the water of life." He had to be weak so he would understand what weakness was all about. He had to be alone so he knew the shattering desolation of loneliness. In order to preach the good news, he had to have some credibility. If he had gone from his baptism to the temple or a synagogue, and they had a headline, "Local kid makes good, God spoke to him." But people who were hurting would have said, "But what about me? Do you understand what my life is like?" But after 40 days of facing evil itself, he understood. And he could be the healer. And he could feed the hungry. And he could let the oppressed go free. Our faith is not credible if we go from candy canes to butterflies. Our faith is credible when we face the devil himself. When we stand up to evil, when we go through those dark times, then we have credibility with other people. Sometimes I've prayed, "Lord, make me shallow. I don't want to have to go through the dark times." But it's awfully hard for me to tell somebody I understand if I have not gone through it myself. And this is what the Church of God does when we go through hard times, is we then become the healers. We then can speak a word of hope. You that were shattered by cancer, you know what it's like when you're dealing with a loved one and you're doing everything possible and nothing is working and you see their suffering. And when you go through that heartache, then you can go and help somebody else, some other family who's struggling. You who've had loved ones ripped from you untimely, you know what that's like. And you can be the healer for someone else and stand by them when they're going through that time of darkness. And you can speak the good news. We try every Sunday and even during the week for this place, this space, to be one of safety and one of comfort. And that's a wonderful thing. But when we leave this place, we have to go out and tell the good news to others, and we have to be the healers in our schools, in our hospitals, wherever we find brokenness. There was a time a few years back when a beloved staff member at Gibraltar School resigned suddenly, and the whole community got together because the community was so distressed over the resignation of this person. And there was a school board meeting, and everybody was getting up in arms about what had happened and why it happened, and they wanted answers. But then one high school student stood up. Beautiful young lady, a young woman of great talent. She was a brilliant woman. She was one of these kids that everything fell into place for. We knew that she was going to go to college and do great things. And she stood up, and she didn't talk about what this person meant to her. She said, "I'm deeply concerned, and I want to find out from you on the board and you sitting here. This staff person who left was the person the kids at risk went to when they were having trouble. And he was the safe place. How are you going to provide that safe place for the students I know who are at risk?" What a profound statement. The adults in the room were pounding on the table, saying, "Gotta fix this." And that one child realized, whatever happens with the staff person, there are kids at risk who need a safe place. There are people at risk all around us. There are broken people all around us. We don't have to look beyond Door County to see it. And the question to the Church of Jesus Christ is, how are we going to mend the brokenhearted? How are we going to be the safe place for children at risk and grown-ups at risk? People who might never darken the door of this church. Jesus did not confine his ministry to the synagogue or to the temple. He went where people were broken and hurting, and he healed them where they were. Have you ever faced the devil himself in your life and come out on the other side? God is calling us to now go and heal the brokenhearted in our midst. With whatever brokenness we have received, we now can go. May God give us the words to say, the actions to take, that will heal the brokenhearted, the broken spirits in Door County. Let us pray. Lord, we ask that you would change us so that we can change the world. Lord, we ask that when we are tunneling through the darkness, that we might ask not for rescue, but to give us a holy perspective. Lord, we ask for miracles. Not those outside of us, but those within. And may this season, may we find ways to be your hands. In Jesus' name, amen.